Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday. We're so glad that you're with us on this Saturday afternoon. My name is Paul Jamison. I'm the host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. We're live from the WBT studios. I'm with Jamison Realty and the Jamison Realty Companies, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. We're so glad that you're with us, and I'm here with one of my dear friends and a great partner to the Jamison Company's team, Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding. Hey, Sandy.
Hello, everybody.
So glad to have you back. Sandy is one of the top mortgage lenders in our market. She's very knowledgeable. She is here. We have lots to talk about, but she's also here, like I am, to take your questions. Jesse's on the board today, too. Raise your hand, Jesse. Yay, there we go. If you have a question or would like to interact with us, here's how you do it, okay? It's very, very simple. And remember, this is not a format where we chastise and talk politics. This is where we talk about real estate. 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. You call in, whatever your question is, give it very briefly to Jesse. He'll get your number in case we get disconnected. But we'll put you on the air, and let's discuss it. And here's the reason. If you have a question about your home or about real estate or about the market or about a mortgage or about lending, this is a great format to do that. And there's got to be somebody else that has that same question. So we want to be here for you and those that are like you. So please don't call Monday. Call today, because I always get the calls on Monday. So 704-570-1110. It's a pretty day outside. It's okay. You know, just roll your windows up and turn your air on for a minute and call. So, and turn your radio down when you do call. 704-570-1110. You know, you can listen to the podcasts of previous shows. What you do is you can either get on our website at myjamisonhomes.com and go to the radio tab and listen to the podcasts, or you can jump on to the WBT website under the shows tab, and I'll be there with a really old picture in a brown suit that does not look good on me.
And a big old smile to
me. That's right. Yeah, one of those posed kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not wearing a fur collar. It really is me, and it is not my high school picture. Okay. 704-570-1110. You call us. We'd love to talk to you. All right. So, Sandy, today we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. You know, there have been – you got a lot of loans going on for me right now. You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
I love all of them.
Yeah, I know you do. And one of the things about that is just like when you sit down with a real estate agent, you want to ask questions that help you understand the credentials of the business as well as the experience that you may have, as well as, you know, what is it you're actually going to be doing? Mm-hmm. So I came up with a little Sandy interview.
Oh, okay.
That I'm going to do today. So, you know, I think it's kind of fun for you to get to know Sandy, as well as I think, you know, you probably have heard enough about me. But anyway, I'm gonna take this opportunity to ask Sandy some questions, not only about credentials, but some things that I'm looking forward to the answer to, because I don't know. So I sure hope you do.
I hope I do, too.
And then what I'm going to do is, last week I got asked to summarize some of the summarize this summer season selling tips. Don't say that five times fast. It's going to come out bad. And then also buying a home in the summer. But most importantly, I'm going to make a concerted effort, because I got a call from a gentleman last week that asked these questions. He says, "Kid, can you do some things about rentals?" I said, "Sure." So I'm going to do that. So I might move fast through some of the other stuff, but I'm going to spend some time on making sure that I meet that demand of that listener about some rental tips. And that's going to be anywhere from some things that you do with a rental, some screening ideas, some things that you may want to include if you're managing the property yourself. So anyway, I'm going to talk about that. So, all right, Sandy, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
We have 6 minutes before the break. But again, if you want to call, we're here for you, and we'll put you first, 704-570-1110. All right. Are you licensed by the state? What does it take to be a mortgage broker?
I am licensed by the state. I've taken a test to be licensed in 37 states, but then on top of that, every state has their own little extra stuff they want to do.
So are there 37 questions?
They might be 37 tests. But I do business in three: North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
So we're lenders. We're not necessarily brokers. However, we can broker. So if you're a broker, you have to have a certain net worth. I think you have to have $10,000 in a bond. But if you're a lender, you have to have a ton of money. I'm a licensed loan officer. I'm not a broker anymore. I used to be, but I didn't like all the regulations. So I went to a lender, which I love, because we have the best of all worlds. We're direct with Fannie, Freddie, and Jenny, which means we don't have overlays.
Overlays are what?
Like most investors are going to require you to have validate tax transcripts.
Okay.
That's something we don't have to do if I send your loan direct through the Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny portal.
I gotcha.
So that just is a time saver. If they transposed a number or something, it's really tough to get those transcripts sometimes.
I think I've experienced that in the past. Yeah.
So there's that. Then we're also lenders, which means we sell loans to other investors on a correspondent level, and we can also broker products that we don't have available through the first two channels. So we pretty much have an array of products that you're not going to find with most lenders.
All right. So it's kind of for example, a lot of mortgage professionals don't have HELOCs or home equity lines of credit. So you can get somebody that you can work with to get that done for us.
You can do that. Bank statement programs, maybe some tough credit issues that people have run into. Maybe some self-employment that's tough with some other lenders. We have some ways we can do.
Oh, you've been reading ahead.
Oh.
Don't get there yet.
All
you self-employed out there, we got a bombshell question for that, like a lot of us realtors. But, okay. So who do you actually represent?
I represent Summit Funding.
Right.
And they're the, it's nice working for a company because they take the risks. So they set up all these relationships. There's probably only 82 direct lenders in the country. Uh-huh. We're one of them.
Okay.
I also represent the client, and I represent the realtor.
Yep.
We've got lots of clients, so we want to keep everybody happy.
Yeah. Give me a sampling of some of the normal loan packages you offer and some of the abnormal loan packages that you offer.
Okay, so normal would be your regular conventional fixed rate, 5% or more down, VA loans, FHA loans, USDA loans.
Okay.
That's our normal vanilla package.
Okay. What about your chocolate package?
The chocolate package would include things like bank statement programs, like an array of adjustable rate mortgages. We have some interest only. We have a lot of jumbo products that are terrific. Doctor programs. I don't know. We have some of that.
The school teacher programs, the the teacher, fireman?
Through FHA,
good neighbor,
we do.
Good neighbor.
Good neighbor next door. Yes, we do that program. Mm-hmm. So any of those we have, and some variations on some of the regular programs like the self-employed and whatever.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. And we've got about a minute. So when you're working with somebody, one of the common questions I know you get is, can you actually estimate the fees? Can you tell somebody within a certain number what they're going to pay in fees?
Yeah, I can get pretty darn close. I've been doing this a while. So we're familiar with the local attorneys and what they charge. And I always look up HOA fees. And the things I don't know would be capital contributions necessarily or transfer fees. But a lot of times the realtors can help me out with that. So, we can get pretty darn close.
Yeah, I was surprised on one of our clients. You're working on a loan where we're, instead of taking repairs, we're going to have money that goes towards closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you spewed out a number quick.
Yep.
You must know.
I know a lot of
what
it.
What the limits
are.
That's great. All right, we're going to talk more with Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding, and I'm going to share with you some tips about summer selling, summer buying, rentals, and much, much more. We're here on the show, Your Real Estate Today, and don't forget, we're live, so call us 704-570-1110 here on 99.3 WBT. Stay right with us. Hey!
Hey!
You're back to show Your Real Estate Today. Welcome. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Companies, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. Here with Ms. Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding, mortgage professional extraordinaire. Does a lot of the loans for us and is awesome. If you have a question, 704-570-1110. I know you're out there. I can see you. You just drove by. We're live from the WBT studios, so call us. We'd love to hear from you. 704-570-1110. All right. I'm going to move quick. All right. So we're going to be on the fast track through some of the summer season selling things. We did this last week, so I'm going to move through quick last week and move on to the buyer. We talked about making sure the house is set to comfortable temperatures, keeping it bright. The house needs to be bright, light, inviting, all right? Do a deep clean. You know that little line around the edge of the carpet that never seems to get hit from the vacuum sweeper? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's like a little black outline like the edge of a tennis court, but different. And dirt on the molding. There's a lot of people out there that notice that. Go ahead and spend a little bit of extra time going around those edges. All right, decluttering. That's one of the biggies. Just make sure that they see the house and not your stuff, as well as depersonalizing. They don't want to see your family. They want to see the house. They don't want to feel like they're walking into your house. They want to feel like they're walking into theirs. Cleaning the ceiling fans. You know, I have seen ceiling fans that have mustaches on them much, much darker than mine. So, if you've got a ceiling fan, don't forget to get above the ceiling fan. And, you know, it probably would save the motor because of all that extra weight. You know, just don't forget about that. Put out some summer refreshments. Power wash the green side of the house. Tackle the obvious. If it's broke and it's obvious, fix it. One of the worst things that I continue to see is a front door that's just beat to live and death, and the knobs don't work, and the things are a cracked front door. Fix the stuff, especially the stuff you're going to see first, right?
Right.
All right. Fresh coat of paint is always good. Front door hardware. If you can't get in, it does cause a problem. Peeking in the windows will only get you so far. All right. Mow the lawn. If it's that time that you're cutting hay, go ahead and cut hay and roll it and get it out of the way so we can get in the door. All right. Keep your lawn as green as possible. I had a guy call me up. He goes, I'm going to send you a picture of my green lawn. So he did. He sent it to me on his phone. And the color spray paint he used was not exactly the green that looks like grass. It was more of an army type
look. So if you're going to spray paint it, pick the right green. Work with a professional. Give the flower beds a facelift. And I'm not just talking about pine straw and mulch. Put some color, some pansies, some other kind of things in there, if you would. Trees and shrubs, trim them up. Enhance the outdoor living areas. Now, I'll take 2 seconds on that, okay? The outdoor living areas, outdoor square footage, irregardless of what an appraiser says, is worth investing in. Okay, and we need to rally together. And George, if you're listening, this is for you. Outdoor living space does have value. We just need to convince the appraisers that it has just as much value as indoor living space. So if you're an appraiser out there, you need to consider screen porches and really nice outdoor areas as a part of the living space and assign a value to it. Because I'll tell you, that stuff's not cheap.
I know, and I love that stuff.
I do, too.
That's
it's
the one
like,
thing that could sell me on a house.
That see?
I'm not lying. I like the outdoors.
You know, I feel like you got to mount an air conditioner in a tree to get it, you know, to get the appraisers to pay attention to it. So that's for you, George. I agree with you 100%. Make the outdoor living areas as inviting as the indoor. Because let me just tell you, if you're comparing two houses with exactly the same footprint and the outdoor living space is more inviting, and you will sell 10 gagillion times faster than you will if you don't have an inviting outdoor area. Last but not least, spiders. kill them. Okay. Call Marty Ivy.
Yeah, Marty.
Okay. Call Marty. All right. Buying a home in the summer. All right. When you're looking at homes in the summer, pay attention to the days on market. The more days on market could reflect an opportunity in pricing. So pay attention to that. If you're buying a home in the summer, be ready to move fast, especially after the 4th of July. Now, that brings up a Sandy question. Sandy.
Yeah.
One of the things I love is getting you involved early in the process so that if somebody finds the dream home and all the carols are going off and they're, you know, like holding hands, they're ready to buy. And and their approval from you is like money.
That's right.
So preparation.
Yep. And be prepared to give me all your stuff up front.
That's right.
Otherwise, it doesn't work well.
Right. That's right. So if it's later on in the selling season, also remember, and I talk to sellers about this as well as buyers, inventory is lower on the selling side, competition is less. On the buying side, opportunity selection is less.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, get your financial stuff to Sandy as early as you can. If you need to get into schools and you cannot get everything put together in time, another option is to lease back to the seller or from the seller so that when you take ownership, you're in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to work around that. Get out.
I know,
of your current home so you can get into another one.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. You'll find something you love.
You absolutely do. But have a plan, right? Have a plan that says if you we don't want you to compromise, right?
Right.
So have a plan. Planning is good. And find a place for short-term opportunity. I did have one client. This is the extreme case. That they purchased another home that they were going to build.
Mm-hmm.
We sold their home right away. They went on a 2-month cruise.
Oh, there's a way.
No sheets, no towels, no cooking. No anything. They packed a bag, put their stuff in storage, packed a bag. Pow.
Excellent.
Now,
that's
the extreme case. Otherwise, check into the executive stay and put your stuff in a pod or in a storage and be ready to pull the trigger the right way, and do not compromise.
Aruba, Bahama, Mama, baby, Mama.
That will be the last time you do that. Okay. Also, please call 704-570-1110 so he doesn't do that. Okay. Be able to
make some modifications if needed. Folks, don't sweat the small stuff, okay? Every good real estate agent has got a guy, okay? Mm-hmm. Or a gal, but mostly a guy. Got a guy. And here's what I mean by got a guy, all right? And I did that with kind of out of the right side of my mouth. Got a guy. You got a guy that can paint. You got a gal that can paint. You got a plumber. You got an electrician. You got somebody. You got a carpet person. You got whatever it is. You got to have a guy for it. You know, I still have clients to this day, after I've sold them houses years ago, that go, I need a. And I go, I got a.
I know. I needed a painter. You gave me one.
Oh, I gave you a sweet painter.
I might need a plumber.
Oh, gotcha. I got one of those. Okay. I got a guy. Does your realtor got a guy? If he don't, you got the wrong guy. Okay. All right. If you find the house that's right, don't lose the deal over a couple thousand bucks.
A refrigerator.
Yeah, or a washing machine, or the fact that they won't sell you their outdoor furniture. Go forward. Be happy. Buy your own. Do not mix personal property into the deal. Buy it from them later, only if they sell it.
Yeah.
Summer selling tips. I got them all out. Buyers and sellers. Yay. We're going to move to renters next and more stuff with Sandy Dickinson. This show, Your Real Estate Today. We love having you. Stay with us here on 1110-99.3 WBT. Welcome back. This show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison with the Jamison Family of Companies, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. Here with Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding, a good friend and a partner to our team. Also very local, and we are local. We're live sitting down here in the WBT studios, and we would love to hear from you if you have a question about real estate, anything related to it, or a mortgage, or any topic around what we're discussing, or even if it's not, 704-570-1110. We'll put you on the air with us. Here's the number again, 704-570-1110. Don't be scared to pick up the phone. It's all fine. We will take good care of you. We will handhold you through it. So it's all right. Jesse will take the call, and we'll put you on. All right. So, Sandy, let's get back to the one question. Oh, first of all, here's a personal question for you. Okay. How long have you been a mortgage professional?
Well, 35 years.
Okay. So you started when you were three.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. Okay, 35 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Wow. Okay. I mean, are you counting that you loan money to your brothers and sisters at home?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Okay. All right. This is the one that I get the most questions about, and that is being self-employed. Being self-employed or owning a business, the goal is certainly not to pay a ton of taxes. I think everybody's goal is to pay their fair share,
mm-hmm.
as little as that fair share can be.
Correct.
So tell me, Sandy, how does that play when you want to get a loan?
Well, be honest with it. I mean, if you have real expenses, they're real expenses. But we use the adjusted gross income. So after expenses, we can add back things like mileage. So if you drive a lot of business miles like realtors do and a lot of salesmen, we can add back on the second, you know, when we've determined that amount, how many miles, like 24 cents a mile. So we can do that. We can add back depreciation. If there was a big one-time expense, we may not have to take that, hold that against you. But other than that, regular everyday expenses, we're gonna hit you with. And so, I would say if you're thinking about buying, you'll want to plan ahead with your tax return, because we're definitely going to use your tax return.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, you know, it's a challenging thing.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared to pay taxes if you want to buy a house.
And one thing people don't realize is that if you haven't paid your tax liability, we either need to count a monthly payment against you at whatever agreement you've made with the IRS, or mm-hmm. it needs to be paid prior to closing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 704-570-1110 if you want to call us. All right. So one of the interesting, it kind of changed the tune of the questions I was researching. First of all, it says, as Summit Funding, are you going to hold the loan or are you going to sell it?
Yes. We're either going to do one or the other. We hold about 50%.
You hold about 50%?
We hold about 50% and we sell the rest, yeah. So okay. We do service quite a few.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever hold them for a long period of time and then sell them?
We've sold one batch off since I've been there seven and a half years. Since I've been there, of the portfolio we've only had one sale. And with those, we gave everybody a special deal if you refied with us, stay with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. Okay. So this person asked, is there someone I can talk to whenever I need to?
The answer is yes. I mean, you can't call the staff people on the weekends or the evenings, but you can – all of our loan officers – we're very competitive, and we want to help everybody we can. So You can call us. Probably not me after 10 at night or before 5 in the morning, but if you have to, my phone's on.
I don't know. I don't know that I'd admit that, Sandy. I think I'd keep that time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think there's anything you can really do if somebody calls at that point.
And I would not be that cognizant.
Yeah. Although I've called you at 8.
Yeah,
in the
I'm good
morning
at eight.
While you're playing tennis.
I'm totally good at
and
eight.
And she stopped and gotten a prequal out for me. All right. And then before we pick up Eric, we're going to just – and let me ask you this. What do you do with all that personal information?
It's all scanned into a secure website, and then we shred everything. So we don't keep the paper at the office. So it's really secure. And the corporate company holds it digitally for the required number of years, and then they destroy it.
So what is it, 7, probably?
Probably. I know it's at least 3.
Yeah. Yeah, there seems to be some number about 7 in data.
I think 5 is Graham Bailey or whatever, so I would say 5.
Yeah, definitely 5. Okay. All right. Eric, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing today?
Good. How may I serve you, friend?
I'm trying to get some information. I've been in the same, staying in the same property since 2009.
Uh-huh.
And, I make an $1,100 a month payment. I have basically rent to own the last, 9 years or so.
Okay.
And I go to the bank and I do have some tax lien that hasn't been paid. And I do have a substantial down payment to purchase the same house I'm already in.
Mm-hmm.
But the bank is telling me that none of the payments or the history I've had for the last 9 years even count. I'm trying to figure out why that wouldn't help me qualify more easily staying in the same property with 9 years of straight credit.
That's a good question.
So the rule is on a lease to own, if your agreement states that a certain amount of that money goes toward the purchase, the lender will only count anything above and beyond the typical rent for the area. And the reason they do that is because, other than that, they're going to consider it a seller concession, and that the seller is giving you their down payment because they deserve at least a typical rent. Anything above that, if you can document it with your canceled checks or whatever, then we can count that toward the purchase.
I see, but it looks like even though your credit may be, or my credit, whatever, may be a little lower than it should be, or quite a bit lower, why wouldn't they look at that past history and considering the rate on a new loan?
Well, we'll consider it as your motivation to make a payment, but we put unfortunately, lenders put a lot of emphasis on credit score, and
I understand.
And credit score determines rate.
Yeah, because the problem I have with that is that a lot of the people that you may have rented from for the last 7 or 8 years don't report it to the credit bureau, so you don't get that as credit, basically.
That's true, but we can, there's a way you can do that, but we also can do non-traditional credit, which we can add it to our credit bureau and do a manual underwrite It's just a little little more in depth, but we can do that.
Yeah, just it seems fair to not get the credit rating of the past 7 years for those payments, even though it'd be like if I owned it.
And that's the most important payment, by the way, is your housing expense.
I got to have a house.
Hey, Eric, do you want...
Okay, well, that helps answer it.
Eric, do you want Sandy's number so you can have an offline conversation with her?
That'd be fine.
It's something you want to do, why not call her? Sandy, what number's best for you for him to call?
704-577-0144.
Okay, you got it. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Eric. Be well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 704-570-1110. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your call. So give us a call if you want to interact with us. We're working with Sandy Dickinson here with Summit Funding, and I'm Paul Jamison. And the next segment, we're going to talk some about some rental tips. I'm going to try to get through as many of those as I can. So, Sandy, we've already established that we can call you up until 10 o'clock at night. And you keep the personal information secure. Are there any parts of this information that they sell?
No, we don't sell any. Now, we may share, if we are doing an FHA or a VA loan or a USDA, we'll share some information with that entity because they insure the loan. But that's the only sharing we do.
Okay. And then the next question is... You really almost answered it with Eric. What is the interest rate really derived from? When you get an interest rate quote, what do they look at to come up with that number?
They look at the type of loan. They look at the down payment, the percentage of down payment. Credit score is big. And, you know, the use of the home, basically. Primary, secondary, or investment property.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, the credit, you know, when I do screening for rentals, it's kind of the same thing. They're little things mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to continue to check your credit.
Yeah, it is, because a conventional now, if you're not a 740 or above, you're getting a little pricing hit. And the lower it is, every 20 points below that, it's more and more of a pricing hit.
Yeah. All right. Do you lock rates? And if so, what does it cost?
It doesn't cost anything to lock your rate. We have 15, 30, 45, 60-day locks. And then we do have some long-term locks, but we haven't been using those as of yet. Now, those may come into play for people that are building properties or whatever eventually. Mm-hmm. But usually we lock those above market, and then they have a float-down option. So they're not quite as, you know, they're not going to be like your regular rate that you get with a 30 or 60 day.
Right. Can I buy down my rate?
You can buy down the rate, and you buy it down with points. 1 point equals 1% of the loan amount. So I don't usually recommend buying points unless it's like an eighth or a quarter of a point to get an eighth lower in rate. It usually takes about 5 years to recover 1 point through the lower payment, so a break even. So, if, you know, most people don't keep their loans more than 5 or 7 years, let alone the houses. So I would say think hard before you pay points. Some rates come with points, though. Like if you have low credit and you're buying investment with not a whole lot of money down, you're going to have points.
Yeah. I mean, there is a debate about the points. And, you know, there goes the argument with ARMs and looking at them. If they're only going to be there 5 years or 7 years, why would you pay?
Right.
More.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's great. All right. Well, Sandy is still here with Summit Funding. We're still here live in the WBT studios to show you the real estate today. I'm Paul Jamison. Stay with us. We have much more to talk about. Or call in 704-570-1110. We'll be right back on News 1110-99.3 WBT. The show you real estate today, if you're just tuning in, welcome. I'm Paul Jamison, your host from the Jamison family of companies, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investment, here with Sandy Dickinson, Summit Funding, and mortgage lender extraordinaire. We're so glad that you're with us. First, I'd like to give a great shout out to a friend that did some good work for us this morning, Bruce at Bruce's Transfer. We thank you guys so much for helping us this morning. And we really appreciate it. Bruce's Transfers out of Indian Trail. They do a great job, and we're thankful for them. Always do fantastic for us and really help us out. So, yay. All right, Sandy, you and I both have investment property.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give some things that for those of you out there that are considering purchasing rental property and those of you that have rental property, I want to put some theories forward to you and just a whole bunch of things. You know, if you want to take notes on this, I would be more than happy. If you can't, you want to call me later and I'll send this part of my outline to you at 704-846-DONE, 704-846-3663 if you want to call me during the week. Or if you call in and have a question, I will certainly take that as well at 704-570-1110. Okay. First of all is one that is a fundamental mistake, and that is you should always raise the rent every year.
I've been guilty.
And everybody is. They get a great renter in there and they're afraid they're going to leave if they don't raise the rent. Well, I'm going to tell you, even small increases in rent are good because they're not going to move out for a $10, $15, $20 a month increase.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a tremendous amount to move. And I think year over year, you need to create the habit. I can tell you, every apartment complex in this city raises the rent every year.
Certain percent, or what do you recommend?
It depends.
Okay.
Look at the market rates and make a decision. But have a minimum amount, $20, $25, you know, is at the least amount I would raise it. I mean, that's a minimal amount of money, and it's worth doing, okay? Go ahead and be selective. Being selective trumps being vacant. Because in the end, if you don't spend the diligence and time you need making sure you have a good qualified tenant, and just taking somebody because you think that money, you're gambling. And I don't gamble.
And I've lost.
You die. Yeah. If you want to go to Lost Wages, Nevada, you can go there. But you need to make sure you mitigate the risk as much as possible. Is it a guaranteed science? No. People are not guaranteed one day to the next. Mm-mm. Okay? Life changes. But staying vacant trumps compromising on a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
All day long.
I agree.
Would you agree? Get amen on that, Sandy?
Amen on that.
All right, okay. Do not show a house or let someone go to a house unescorted, either by the owner or by an agent. Letting someone in, giving them the code, is a recipe for disaster. Squatting, damage, theft, you name it. It happens. There are systems out there and people that, you know, take a $1 deposit with your driver's license and let them in your house. No. Double no. My agents are the only one that take people in the houses. People. Licensed people.
Mm-hmm.
For my owners, take them into the house. Here's another one. Answer the phone. If you can't talk on the phone, that one hurts the brain, doesn't it? Answer the phone. You know, one thing I love about Sandy, she answers the phone. You call me, I'm going to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to answer the phone after 9:30. I go to bed earlier than you, Sandy. Sometimes 8:30. Answer the phone. And if the tenant isn't answering the phone, prospective tenant, and you're not answering the phone, that's a recipe for disaster. You cannot qualify somebody.
Nobody's
by
doing
text.
Anything. Right.
Right. Okay. Ask pre-qualification questions up front. Tell them and ask them, do you make three times the income? Is, you know, what am I going to find when I pull your credit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if they're forthcoming and the plausibility of what's going on seems reasonable. Explain to them it's no guarantee, but sometimes it's worth a little further investigation. But don't take somebody on their words. It's, you know, when I flew a lot and was I'm instrument rated, they always said, trust your instruments. Trust your instruments. Trust what they're saying, but verify.
Mm-hmm.
Verify. It makes a huge difference. If you can't afford to leave your property vacant for more than 60 days, it's time to sell it.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just the truth. All right? Remember that if you have addendums, meaning attachments to the contract, what you do for one, you must do for all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you have an addendum for bed bugs, you must give that a bed bug addendum to everyone that rents from you, and they must sign it. If you have a non-smoking addendum, you must do that for everyone unless your home in writing has been approved for smoking. Go find one of those. If you have a curry addendum, spice addendum, you must do it for all. Don't put yourself in a position of writing custom addendums for custom situations. That, and don't you write them. If you're going to write anything, consult an attorney. I'm not an attorney. Please consult an attorney for more information. Even though I had a good night's sleep last night, there are certain things you want to not write on your own. Okay? All right. Well, we've run out of time, and I didn't get through it, but we'll do it again. Sandy, thank you so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure.
I always love having you. How can people reach you, Sandy?
Call me, 704-577-0144.
All right. You can reach me, Paul Jamison, at 846-DUNN, 846-3663, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. God bless y'all. We'll talk to you next week.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.